This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin with me, Tan Chung Han and Joyce Goh. Global markets have been rocked by fears of Italy's political crisis. After failing to form a government, Italy could see fresh elections as soon as September. On the line, we have Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land & Fuse Capital Managers in New York. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Dodge. Overnight, U.S. stocks fell the most in a month, while European shares closed with the worst drop since March. Do you attribute this directly to the Italian crisis?
Well, good morning. Mostly, yes. It was a reason for us to pull back. The prospect of fresh elections and the possibility of Eurosceptic parties strengthening their position really has raised concern. You take a look, their short-term Italian bonds suffered their biggest one-day jump in 26 years. So, yes. And if the political situation in Italy worsens, the longer-term spillovers will be felt over here through a stronger dollar and in Europe through lower European growth. So, yes, it is a concern. You have the interim prime minister with the task of trying to form a government, but his term will be cut short, and it's likely that he's going to lose a parliamentary vote of confidence. So if he does, the new elections will soon follow, and as you're saying, that's what we expect. So we will see. But the uncertainty is really hanging over the market. We were looking for a reason to pull back. We're in a trading range. So, yes, I suspect we're going to have to wait till some kind of conclusion to this.
You know, Italy's had dozens, I think over 40 governments since World War II. It's not a country with much political stability on that level. Why is this story any different from a long history of chopping and changing things when it comes to leadership at the national level?
You are absolutely right when viewed in isolation. The problem is you have Europe, which is just like a chair, legs of a chair. You really have a lot going on. You have Spain. So it's coming at a time when the ability, the strength of the Euro group is in question. So we have to watch it very carefully. Yes, there have been many, many, many governments. And so it's not the fact that there's going to be a new government. And in fact, we're watching the 10-year bonds. So we're going to see in prior times, as you were referring to, what we needed to see for a real concern to happen is a 10-year bond would be sustained at more than a 7% rate. Right now, it's around 3%. So, yes, it's higher than it was, but it's really not flashing red yet. But we are watching that. So it's a challenge. It's a challenge for the market to overcome, for Italy to overcome. And, yes, they've gone through it, but they have to get through this one. And the position of Europe as a whole is in a much different position now. So we have to watch.
Hey, Dodge. So, look, there have been attempts to firewall what's happening in Italy. I think those attempts coming from the ECB. Yet, even with those attempts, the word contagion has already started cropping up. Now, do you think those fears that this could spill over into the broader European story, you know, are those fears overdone?
No, not for now. But that doesn't mean they're going to actually happen. Right now, there are fear. They're overhanging the market. There are certain challenges, you have Spain also, but there are challenges that Europe is going to have to face. They can face it. They've done it in the past, particularly with Italy. So I'm not overly concerned for the longer term, but we have to get to the other side of the concerns. And right now we're watching to see what Italy is going to do, what happens on Friday, et cetera. So we have to get through this. So the concerns are in front of us. Yes, they can be overcome, but they are fears in the market now. We have to see the proof.
Dodge, Europe seems to be hobbling along from one crisis to another. So are its economic fundamentals strong enough long-term to offset the political risk?
Well, when viewed in isolation and as a whole, yes, they are strong enough. The challenge is they have to be viewed in terms of the political background and what's happening. And if you take a look at Europe and you consider a chair that has four legs or a stool that has more legs, if one leg weakens from a political point, not from an economic point of view, but from a political point of view, then that chair begins to wobble. And then it just depends on how much wobbling there is with the other legs. So that's what we're watching. But from an economic point of view, longer term, yes, Europe is strong as a bloc. And also most of the countries within the bloc are strong enough to get through to the other side.
Hey, Dodge, you've used the word watching quite a few times already in this chat. So speaking of, I mean, how closely will you be watching Spain? Because this Friday, the Spanish parliament set to vote whether to keep their prime minister, Mariano Rajoy. So is Spain very much on your radar, or is it still an Italian story so far?
Oh, no, no. It is. I'm watching it very, very carefully. Not because Spain in isolation is a problem. It's Spain with Italy, with the rest of Europe going on, and Brexit concerns. So it's not in isolation. But yes, I mean, you can have three different outcomes. You can have a deadlock. You can have unstable socialist government. You can have a snap election. We're hoping for a snap election at this point, quite frankly. But hope is different than making a portfolio decision. You just don't make portfolio decisions in hope. So we have to wait and see what happens. Now, it's unfortunate there's really no party that can bring a successful conclusion quickly and with certainty. And so Spain has to get through to the other side. We seem to be, yes, watching very carefully. And thankfully, Friday is right around the corner. It's this week. So we're hoping that some of the fears that are in the market as a whole will start to become more certain one way or the other in terms of a solution.
Dodge, given how this week is shaping up, where should funds go?
Right now, what we're seeing, and unfortunately I have to say, it's most likely the United States at this point. The United States is the strongest economy. But when I say United States, I am being very, very careful about this. I'm not talking about U.S. companies that have multinational coverage. We're really looking for U.S. companies specifically. Restaurants, for example, that kind of company. Now, we're watching oil right now because oil is beginning to show good relative strength relative to the rest of our markets. And we're watching the XOP, which is Exchange Traded Fund. If that can hold 40, then we suspect that oil will start to come back. But we're certainly obviously staying away from big banks. There's a long list of large, big-cap issues, plenty of them, especially with foreign exposure, we're staying away. But we're looking at several biotechnology and other healthcare stocks, which are more domestically related right now than international.
Thank you, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Land Infused Capital Managers in New York. We'll be back with a deeper look at some local business stories. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.